Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In today's society, there's a need for everything to be comfortable and convenient. We're people who like simplicity. We like certainty. But every now and again in life, you will encounter something that will test you. A situation can arise, and it will test how strong or resilient you are. A certain environment, the wrong group of people, they can test your self-control and discipline. Your children, they may test just how patient and loving you are. A spouse may test how forgiving you are. But for many people, the concept of God testing us, that can seem very strange. The idea that God can allow certain things to happen in your life in order to test you, that can be difficult for some people to understand. And so, what does the Bible say concerning this? Well, James 1 verses 2 and 3 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." We typically put hardships or trials into two categories. This is the reality that we find in Scripture. Our faith must be tested. And perhaps Proverbs 17 verse 3 will give us a better understanding of why the testing of our faith is necessary. "Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart." In other words, just as silver and gold are purified by fire, so the Lord purifies the hearts of men by fiery trials. If you want to refine gold, you use the furnace. And if the heart of man is to be refined, the Lord tests the heart, meaning that my faith and your faith must stand trial at one point or another. Our natural tendency as humans is to think that if something seems unpleasant, then it must not be from God. But we must realize that God sees things quite differently than we do. The trials that God allows in our lives, they're meant to make us complete, so that we lack nothing as believers. Trials actually come for our development as Christians. Trials come so that we can build on the current level of faith that we have and then reach greater heights. That's why the Bible says the testing of your faith produces perseverance. The testing of our faith is what leads to spiritual maturity. Knowing this should change the way we view hardships and the way we respond to those difficult times in our lives. The reality is that God is always at work in His children, and the ultimate goal is that we become a reflection of Christ. We are to be conformed into the image of Christ, having our minds renewed and our hearts refined. Not only are we to rejoice knowing that God is testing us as a good work in our lives, but the Bible goes on to tell us in James 1 verse 12, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him." So many times, we lose the beauty of a testimony in what God is doing in us because we become so focused on the trial that we take our eyes off Christ. However, the reality is that every trial gives us a testimony of God's goodness and His sovereignty. Every trial provides us with the working knowledge that God is still with us. He's still refining us, molding us, conforming us.
So today I invite you to speak to your enemy. Speak to that enemy called anxiety and tell it to leave your life. Speak to that enemy called depression and tell it you have everlasting joy in Jesus. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Speak to the dysfunction in your family and command unity in Jesus' name. Speak to the fear in your heart and embrace the Spirit of God, a spirit of peace, love, and a sound mind.
And so I want you to name your enemy. Name your enemy and rebuke it in Jesus' name. An enemy isn't just someone who opposes you. It can also be a sin you're struggling with. It can be something within you that you need God to take care of, like jealousy, bitterness, or pride.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The Bible says in Exodus 23, verse 22, "But if you carefully obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries." Let's focus on the latter part of that verse. God said, "I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries." Think about that. Whoever comes against you, if you are careful to be obedient to the Lord's voice, whoever comes against you will have to face God first. Now, it makes sense to me why David said, "He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies." He knew, David knew, that if the good shepherd was leading him, if he was obedient to the steps, direction, and call of God, then there is no enemy that would be able to stand against him. Saints, we absolutely need Jesus. We need him daily. We need his mercy daily. We need his grace and favor daily. And we definitely need his protection, because no matter how skilled you are, no matter how wealthy you are, you can never protect yourself enough to block the attacks from the devil on your own. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." In other words, many are the challenges that you will face over the course of your life. Many will be the obstacles that you come up against as you grow older. But here's the key thing that we need to remember. The key thing to remember is that God will deliver you from them all. This has nothing to do with your talent or ability. It's got nothing to do with your wealthy friends or your ingenuity, but it has everything to do with Jesus Christ. He alone delivers. It's only Jesus who can block the arrows of the enemy. It's only Jesus who can disturb the enemy's plan over your life. It's only Jesus who can expose the traps that are set before you by the principalities and powers that we wrestle against. And so, to put it plainly, look to Jesus. Remain in the Lord. Abide in him. Wait on him. Stand on his word. Let him be the beginning and the end for all things concerning you.
We live in a world that is marred by sin. Ever since the fall of man, evil has been abundantly present and visible in the world and in the lives of man. Anger, greed, lust, envy, these are the things that secretly dwell in every human heart. These are some of the things at the root cause of all the suffering we see in the world. And you see, it's through evil Satan tries to shake our faith in God. He tries to destabilize, discourage, and distract you. But the good news is that we are children of God, and our Father has promised to protect us and guard us against all evil. In this life, it's easy to sometimes be discouraged by the darkness we see all around us. We may even undergo spiritual attacks of our own, but we can rest in the knowledge that God will be with us through every battle. He will not abandon us to be defeated. He will not remove His faithful love from us and leave us to fend for ourselves. Satan is always looking for opportunities to lead people away from God and set them on a path to destruction. His tactics can be fierce. Temptation can be compelling. At times we may be in a position where we have more questions than answers when it comes to God. But I want to remind you that we have a Savior in Jesus. Yes, we may be attacked by fear at some point, but we have a Savior in Jesus Christ. The way to beat the devil is not by being stronger, smarter, or faster than him. The way we beat the devil is by calling upon the name he cannot stand, the name of Jesus. Jesus is the light that drives out the darkness. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee, demons have to tremble, and nature has to bow down. Christ alone has ultimate authority over all creation, and He has promised to be with us in every struggle. Sometimes we can't avoid passing through the waters of life. Sometimes we may be surrounded by evil on all sides. We may not be able to change our circumstances, but if we can only walk by faith, not by sight, we will see the hand of God moving and protecting us from harm. He has already declared that no weapon formed against us shall stand. And if He is for us, who can be against us?
Have you ever wanted something so badly that you would do anything to get it? Maybe you worked day and night to get that business off the ground. Maybe you put in countless hours of training, all so that you could sharpen your skills. Or perhaps you worked overtime for months to get that promotion. Now imagine. Imagine taking that same energy, that same intensity and hunger to chase Jesus Christ. What would happen if we had that same relentless dedication in our walk with Christ? Just imagine how strong God's presence would be in our lives. Imagine the level of anointing that would be released over us. Now, I'd like to turn your attention to a man who desired God in a desperate way. Genesis 32, verses 24 through 28 read, "And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, 'Let me go, for the day has broken.' But Jacob said, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' And he said to him, 'What is your name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' Then he said, 'Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed.'" Can you imagine the intensity of this scene? Jacob wrestled with God in the flesh. That takes an exceptional amount of willpower and resolve. Jacob wrestled with God through pain and tiredness and fatigue all night long. Why? Because he had such an appetite to be blessed by God. Furthermore, he had the boldness to ask for the blessing. Can you say that about your faith? Can you say that you have such a desire, such an appetite, that you're willing to fight through anything or anyone. Often, we hold back our prayers because of doubt, because of sin. But saints, God delights in us offering sincere prayers to Him. Of course, He knows all of our wants and needs before we can even say them. But God wants us to come to Him in persistent prayer, asking, seeking, knocking, demonstrating that we completely believe that He is willing and able to help us.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.